Hi, guys. My name is Derek Bumper, and I'm the Up Bus Podcast host, and we are Brewing Solutions with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
Let's brew! Yeah! Hey! Car guys, we're back! The Up Bus is still here.
It hasn't left
you
yet.
You gotta jump on.
Hurry up before it goes.
Hold on a second. We got this hood open, and something's about to happen. Derek Bumper is about to apply what it is that a lot of car guys and car gals know that they need sometimes, and maybe they just don't want the customer to see that they need it, right? They got to go hide into the corner to go grab that little whatever color box it is and bring it on outside. But we are going to address a negative and unveil a positive and connect this jump box to your engine today with Derek Bumper, the host of the podcast, the Up Bus Podcast. Mm-hmm. So exciting for him to tell us what it is that you can do right now to get your battery moving in the right direction with your social media game. Derek, go ahead and take this bus down the road.
So this tip again, you know, it seems so simple, but the tangible and intangible benefits from it are just, it's insane. A simple delivery video, right? You go through the process of working the customer and, you know, back and forth, finding the right car, landing them, getting them through into the box, boom, you've done the hard work. At the end, when they're at the climax of the sale, they're at the happiest, right? Oh my God, I got the car, I'm super excited. Take the time to do this little, I call my delivery checklist, right? What you want to do is you want to go to your customer and add them on your personal page. Yes, add them on your personal page. Mm-hmm. You want to do a live video with them, right? Where you tag them in that live video and you basically let them sell it for you. Say, hey, ma'am, sir, how was your experience? And just let them talk for as long or as little as they want to. And while that seems something that's really small, let me explain kind of what you can do with that piece of content, because that's what you generate, right? And in my opinion, the single most important piece of content that you can use. One of the reasons why my ads have a much lower cost per lead is because I don't talk about, and this is crazy, I don't talk about down payments. I don't talk about really the inventory whatsoever. I don't talk about financing. I don't mention any of that stuff whatsoever. What I focus on is the people. And the reason why that little short delivery video, right, is so important is because the unspoken objection that we have, that a lot of customers have against us before they see you, before they answer the phone, respond to a text, what have you, is I don't trust you. Mm-hmm. I don't know you. I don't trust you. You're one of those guys. You're that, you know what I'm saying? You're that terrible used car salesman, right, that they think of. So when you have a plethora, basically a library of this type of content, you're constantly pushing it out there, showing people that, hey, I treat my customers good. Then, but you don't have to believe me. This is what they're saying about
it,
right? And you lead with that. It's huge. You can run ads with that and, again, get an insane cost per lead. Like, it's ridiculous how low it can be. Not only that, if you're having this is, you know, again, my sales guys, the main thing I do with them is one of the things I tell them to do is make sure that you got that stuff saved to your phone. A person's not answering the phone, like for you're calling, texting, you know, trying to hit your number eight, right? So it takes eight touches to be able to get them that, you know, answer the phone or respond back to you, right? You send them a text with that. Send them a quick little video of the last customer you delivered and see how quickly they respond to you. Again, because that unspoken thing is, I don't trust this guy. He's gonna mess me over. Again, going back to the main, we're in the people business. The people business. We just happen to sell cars. And when you got to use that people element. You got to use that people element. And again, you know, one thing I think, like, people look at Facebook is just like, again, like it's a platform to kind of boom, blast myself everywhere and da da da. But the way I think of it, honestly, is it's the best form of follow up. The best form of follow up. Because even though I may fall off calling and texting, because let's be honest, even the most avid person who follows up, you know, like for long term, they're not going to hit you up every single week or every single month. They eventually taper off, right? But if you're friends with someone on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? They're constantly seeing you, especially if you're doing it properly. You're, you know, not just talking about the sales you got going on at the dealership or, you know, oh, this new car coming in. But when you're focused on, you know what? Hey, this is me. Look at my kids. Look at me hanging out here. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's Father's Day. I'm, you know, having a good time with the family. When you're showing who you truly are, people feel like they get to know you. And I know this, so you probably can think of someone right now who you never met a day in your life, but you know what? You feel that you know that person because you're connecting on social media. And even though you may not engage their content all the time, you see them. You see them with their kids. You see them at work. You see the stuff they're doing because they're constantly posting. And then guess what? Because you're doing that consistently with these customers who you may or may not have sold, they think about you when they are on the market. Because they may, their number may change. You know what I'm saying? They may, you know, move to a different place, their circumstance may change, whatever. But the thing is, like, they're always going to be connected with you on Facebook. Because very rarely do we just shut down a page and go out there and start another one. So yeah. That's my tip. That little thing right there, that delivery checklist, making sure that you've added your customers on Facebook. Quick thing, like, I want to be clear, whether they bought from you or not, game changer. Game changer for you.
Game changer. Speaking I love it. Game changer. The CEO and partner with Jason Garris on the Nextcell app, use the El Patron, have a product called Nextcell that tells you, use the product, the actual device in your hand to get those reviews, to get customers to share right there while you're in front of them and make that connection have to happen outside of the dealership while they're right there in front of you. That application helps out. They are solutionaries that are both helping Brew Solutions for dealerships and their own dealership. El Patron is doing big things up in New York and helping people out. But they are doing exactly that, right? They are making sure to get that customer to be engaged with them on their social media platforms right away while they're there. And that is such a great jump box tip.
That was a great jump box tip. Folks, you guys need to listen to that. Be consistent with it and be true to it. And if you do it, you're going to see huge, huge dividends from it. Trust and believe.
You started doing it more at our lot because you did it so awesome. We were like, hey, look at this.
I got my guys doing it crazy. They started YouTube channels and all kinds of stuff. So they're definitely.
Huge.
Yeah, man. It makes a difference.
And man, big things. This particular brew of the jump box has been brought to you by Think.
Ad group. That's right.
We are excited.
What up?
If you want to hear a little bit more of how solutions can be brewing inside of your business, you need to go ahead and reach out to them at thinkadgroup.com.
Yes, sir.
Make sure that you think ad group about what it is that you do inside of your digital business. They got solutions galore. Check them out, guys. Just like the Upbus. I am so excited to have had this time with Derek. Man, this conversation is not done. We are going to continue making this bus move down the road together, but he is at the backtracker inside of this business that we call the car business.
That's right.
Man, Fred, I don't want to stop. I really don't want to stop. But we got to get on with the rest of our day. You got to get on being solutionaries out there in the market today. And I am so excited that you had the chance to ride this bus today. If you didn't get the chance to listen to the other episodes with Derek, making sure that he's dropping knowledge, go check those out.
Yes.
Carve out some time. Listen to it while you're on your ride.
Man,
he's got a lot of wisdom that you want your salespeople to know. You as leaders want to know.
He will impress you with one conversation. I promise you. Just have one talk and you'll know the real. That's all it takes. It's very easy to talk to somebody who just knows surface level stuff. You got to get a little deeper with people to figure out how deep that knowledge really is. And it's once again, Derek has it. Yeah, no doubt, bro. You have it, and it's great to have you on the show. We appreciate you having us on your show once again.
Thank you.
The Up Bus is on its way through every town, folks. Make sure you don't miss it. Get up
on the road.
That's right. So, man, we had a great time tonight. We appreciate you. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
And you have a great night, and let's forgive.
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 Focus.
Fly.
Hey,
man, keep growing, my friend. We appreciate you. We honor you, and we look forward to being, you know, friends with you for a very long time and carrying on with this tradition that we're doing.
This bus is going. I'm excited about it.
All right.
This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And this is Fred Lenars, the subprime hero.
And we are here with the host. He's on that side. The host of the Up Bus Podcast.
That's right.
Mr. Derek Bumper. And we are Brewing Solutions. Get you some.
All right. Cool, man. Great show, bro. Great show.
And thank y'all so much for having me on, man.